The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now to sport, and Shamrock Rovers suffered a heartbreaking loss. They were beaten by Mulder following a shootout at Talla Stadium last night after extra time and only one penalty in it in the end. However, we've got more Irish football action because the Irish women's football team take on Turkey. And of course, in rugby, we've got the Triple Crown match in Cardiff between Ireland and Wales, hoping to keep us on track for a win of the Six Nations Championship. I'm joined by Colm Bouygues, broadcast from Off the Ball. Colm, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
I was listening. I was busy in town last night, but coming home, I was listening to the commentary and it was very tense.
It's heartbreaking, yeah. It's a penalty shootout defeat and heartbreak for Shamrock Rovers against Mulder last night in the second leg of the Europa Conference League playoff. They won 1-0 in the first leg Rovers last Thursday. Of course, Michael Noonan, the teenager, scored that goal. Mulder took the lead last night until after only 10 minutes. Their captain scored after a blunder defensively from Shamrock Rovers. And I kind of feared, I think we all did, feared the worst then, because 8 minutes later, Mulder had a 1-1, which McGinty, the Rovers goalkeeper, saved that time around. But Rovers were excellent. They responded really, really well. They created their own opportunities. They had a shot from McInniff cleared off the line, which could have been a penalty when the goalkeeper collided with him afterwards. And it was a really good performance. Graham Burke particularly starred. Mulder were reduced to 10 men at the end of normal time. Extra time kind of came and went. There were very few opportunities, and there was a half chance for Mulder from outside the box.
And then the lottery of a penalty.
And then the
shoot.
Penalty. Well, I mean, some people argue, yes, it is a lottery. Other people say there's a lot of skill to it. And I have to say, most of the penalties were very skillfully dispatched, including young Noonan.
Yeah, we had 9 penalty. Out of 10.
Yeah,
scored.
So it was only poor old Aaron Green, the striker substitute who came on for Rovers. Poor enough penalty. He won't be happy with it at all. His left foot, which was fairly comfortably saved by the goalkeeper. Mulder's second to last penalty was actually very poorly struck as well, but McGinty went the wrong way for that. So it was heartbreaking, but it's been a magnificent run for Shamrock Rovers.
And
in
a
Europe.
Big money spinner. So,
huge.
You know, it would have been more, but still.
Game changer. Like, absolutely. They've accumulated millions from this, Pat. So I wonder how they'll spend it. That's the question.
All right. Now, the women in action against Turkey.
Yeah, Turkey tonight in the UEFA Nations League. League B, it starts tonight. It's the new era for the women's senior team again. Carla Ward is their new manager. Of course, the controversy has been about Colin Healy and how he was let go, and Ireland captain Katie McCabe was the latest to talk about that in yesterday's press conference ahead of this game. And it's very disappointing from the FAI perspective. Carla Ward is a really good appointment. She used to manage Aston Villa in the WSL. It was a really swiftly appointed manager as well, unlike the men's team, which took 8 months to get Hamer Hargrimson in.
They've got the Carl Durbin thing going on as well.
Just talked about this a few minutes ago on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning about, like, when they do something right, they do it wrong. And that's what everyone's talking about again. But it all kicks off this new era again tonight in Talla as well. It's the same stadium tonight against Turkey. They should win this game, Pat. They play Slovenia on Tuesday. They should win that as well. So now, there should be a few victories.
There's some tasty fixtures over the weekend in the Premier League.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow, I suppose, in terms of the tastiness at Goodison Park with Everton against Manchester United. That's the lunchtime kickoff. It'll be the last time these two sides play at Goodison Park, of course, with Everton moving to a new stadium next season onwards. United have been just such a rabble. I mean, statistically, it's the worst side we've seen in an awfully long time for United. They added to that last week with a defeat to Spurs. Everton are in great form, Pat, under David Moyes. They're unbeaten in five. They've won four. They've drawn one, and that one was the last minute equaliser.
David Moyes did serve a little time at Manchester United.
It was 12 years ago for 8 months, but people still talk about it a lot because of the impact they had. It actually starts tonight as well. Leicester against Brentford is tonight, and then on Sunday it's the big one, Manchester City, Liverpool.
Now, that in previous seasons, that might have been critical. It is a 6-pointer one way or the other.
It
but,
is.
You know, Liverpool after that draw have a cushion of, what is it, 10 points?
Is it 7 points clear now? They have a game played more, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not as critical as it once
it
might
was,
have been.
It wasn't. I mean, I think, look, if everyone's surprised what happened to Manchester City this season. Now, they did beat Newcastle last weekend in the Premier League, Pat, 4-0, but they lost comfortably to Real Madrid.
Now, I presume we have a League of Ireland commentary?
Yeah, we do. We have tonight. It's actually in Galway. It's Galway United against St. Patrick's Athletic. So Nathan Murphy will be on hand tonight on News Talk for Off the Ball. Other games tonight, Drogheda United against Sligo Rovers. Waterford entertain Shelburne, and Derry City play Bohemians. They're all tonight. And then on Sunday, Shamrock Rovers back in action against my own beloved Cork City.
Okay, let's talk rugby and going to Cardiff, expected to beat Wales and stay on track. This would be a triple crown match,
exactly,
given the crown, and then they go on to face France in the last match of the series.
The second last, and then it'll be, Italy will be the culmination, and all going well, that'll be for the Grand Slam. But
we always assume we'll beat Italy, but...
I think that's more of an assumption that we'll beat Wales this time around because of how poor Wales have been. So, of course, since the last time they played, which was that defeat against Italy in Rome, they've parted ways with Warren Gatland, and Matt Sherritt is now an interim charge. That game will be tomorrow at 2:15 in Cardiff. Look, they'll be angry, Pat, Wales. They'll want to turn this around. It's 14 tests in a row that they've lost, whereas Ireland are humming very, very nicely. They've made some changes to this side. Mm. Simon Easterby, Sam Prendergast retains his spot in the number 10 jersey. Dan Sheehan is the captain of Ireland for the first time. Jamie Osborne's in a fullback, but it's still an extremely strong side that's going to take to the field tomorrow and win.
And the bench remains strong, even with the injury absences.
Exactly. Like, you have Bundy, Aki on the bench, Conor Murray, Jack Crowley as well, to name just the three of the backs. Like, it's extremely strong. And then you have Cian Prendergast, who's getting his opportunity on the bench too. So they're trying a few things out as well, but still maintaining that strong core that they have.
Yeah, so it's not like a B team. There's nothing presumptuous about this match.
No, not at all. I mean, you look at the centre partnership, it's rotated again, but it's still unbelievably strong with Guy Ringrose back into the side alongside Robbie Henshaw. Mac Hansen and James Lowe play. Calvin Nash scored a try last time out. He doesn't make the squad, for instance. So it's like, it's so, so strong. You would think that this is nothing but a comfortable Ireland victory, but you never know.
Okay, on to GAA. Lots of action.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've Dublin against Derry, which is tomorrow, the throw-in. It's 7:30. You can catch that on GAA Go or BBC iPlayer as well. And then Armagh against Mayo as well. It's an interesting one this weekend. I think all eyes really, like, you would think it would be that first fixture I talked about with Dublin and Derry, but it's actually Galway and Donegal on Sunday. That throw-in is at 3:45 in Salt Hill. They've been absolutely fantastic so far this year, Pat, under the new rules. For Donegal, right, they haven't actually scored a goal yet, but they're making hay with this 2-point rule. They're averaging 20 points a game. 20 points. That's actually before you even count the 2 points as well. But goals are down in Division 1. They're the lowest since 2019.
So we need to bring back the 4-pointer, don't we?
Well, they didn't let that go beyond the opening weekend. But I don't think they'll ever... No, I wouldn't say have the courage to do it, but I don't think they're ever going to bring the 4-point back now after that opening weekend, because Aidan O'Shea, the Mayo star, he made hay that weekend. He scored loads of goals in Croke Park, and he was the one who said, we can't have this. This is way too much of an advantage. So I don't think that will come back.
But 12, it's turned out the 2-pointer is a terrific advantage.
Huge for Donegal and huge for Galway as well, because Shane Walsh.
And we saw what happened with Dublin and Kerry, who, depending on which way the wind was blowing, prospered.
Lark Nordell scored 2-2s. He scored 4 points with 2 kicks. Yeah. That's how an All-Ireland could be won this year. It's fascinating. But remember, these rules can change as we go. They can drop anything they want to at any time.
All right. Colin Buick from Off the Ball. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.